Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today is Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. It's a traditional Mexican holiday when people pay tribute to those they have lost. Last year, people did not gather in public for this, for obvious reasons. But now, even as COVID casualties rise, the observance is returning to normal. Here Now's Chris Bentley reports on how some in Chicago are marking the occasion.
Isabel Hernandez loves decorating her garden for the holidays. And this year, she's gone all out for Day of the Dead. Using 178 milk crates donated by a food pantry down the street, she built a 15-foot tall altar in the shape of a pyramid. Hernandez reached out to her neighbors for photos of loved ones they've lost. More than 200 people responded.
I'm a person that always have to give back, and this is my way to pay tribute to the community.
Her community, like so many around the world, has been hit hard by the pandemic. Hernandez's brother Ruben died from COVID in January. His photo is at the top of the pyramid, with the rest of the family members she's honoring this year.
When you see the face of the loved ones, along with other people's faces, you see, you're not alone. It's not the same, you know, that a lot of people die, but when you see them all together, it's not so sad, so suffering.
She has another altar inside where she'll pay tribute to her grandparents by leaving an offering of their favorite foods, enchiladas and stuffed peppers. Neighbors have been streaming through to see the altar, a welcome change from last year when lockdown measures and the lack of a vaccine meant most people kept their Day of the Dead celebrations small. That was the case at the nearby National Museum of Mexican Art, which went virtual. This year they're open again, and mask-wearing crowds are filing through to see Day of the Dead art installations from both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. Curator Cesario Moreno says the break has given visitors a new perspective.
People are walking in after having spent the last 2 years living closer to death, experiencing death all around. And I think people are coming in this time and really understanding the exhibition in a different way, probably more the way in which it's intended to be back in Mexico.
It's a solemn time, but also an occasion to share joyful memories of loved ones.
And by telling their stories, we include them in the family. In Mexico, we know that one day they're going to be talking about us and telling our stories and saying our names. And so there's something peaceful about it and normal, where life and death are seen as one and not in opposition to each other.
That sentiment is on full display at a festival behind the museum on Saturday night. Argelia Gonzalez is remembering her father, a competitive cyclist, who died of cancer last year.
His name was Edilberto Gonzalez. El siempre guapo Edilberto Gonzalez is what they called him. Always good looking, always handsome. That was his nickname when he was a cyclist.
Gonzalez has draped a garland of marigolds around the altar, which is full of pictures of her father.
It's really special, especially because this is our first time setting one up, and it's for my dad. Every year we see that it grows.
She says it's good to be able to remember her father this way, surrounded by her friends and neighbors once again. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Bentley.